Well, it's been very important to us as American soybean farmers. Our checkoff dollars really developed this industry. We've invested literally millions of dollars. As you know, when we crush soybeans, a bushel of soybeans weighs 60 pounds. 11 pounds of that is oil. Generally, the soybean market is driven by the crushing of protein to feed animals, poultry and swine. And we would get this excess veg oil sitting around the U.S. Before we had biodiesel, really its only use was human consumption. And if we're all eating all we want, what do you do with the excess veg oil? So when we used to hit about 3 billion pounds of excess veg oil sitting around the U.S., we would see markets go down into the lower teens, very low price, a real drag on our soybean market. We realized we needed a secondary use for this oil, and this is why we developed, why we invested farmers' checkoff dollars into the biodiesel industry. And today, even though we still get 3 billion pounds of excess veg oil in the United States, we see prices not in the lower teens, but in the mid 40s to 50s, because it is priced, that excess veg oil is priced to the petroleum market, not to this huge abundance of excess veg oil.
How do you expect it to grow, and where would you like to see the biodiesel industry in the United States moving forward and in its future?
Well, through a lot of hard work by soybean farmers, we've done a good job in Washington, D.C. Biodiesel is the cleanest burning fuel that we have that is renewable. It's good for our country. It is good for energy independence. We grow it every year. It's renewable, and it's the cleanest burning product out there. So it has a great message, and we've given this message to Washington, and they understand that. This year, when the tax extenders were being passed at the end of the year, biodiesel tax incentive was in that extender. Very few bipartisan issues are out there. Biodiesel was one of them. Also, the EPA said, we think we can go from 1 billion gallons of biodiesel to 1.28 billion gallons in RFS2. Very important, again, to this industry. Very important to the success of American soybean farmers.
One of the interesting aspects about the soybean market is, as we talk about the growth in demand for soybeans, you look at countries like China, like India, and as their middle class is increasing, that has to be good things for the U.S. soybean industry as well.
It certainly does. We know that the population of the world is growing, but most of that population growth is really happening in very poor countries, Pakistan, Central Africa. What's really driving that soybean market is the growing middle class. 2 billion people in this world will enter the middle class by the year 2020. The first thing that people do when they enter the middle class is they change their diet. They want to put more meat into their diet. And when you're putting meat in your diet, you're really talking about proteins that are like poultry and pork. And those obviously need our soybean meals to feed them.
As you see that type of growth, that increase in demand, it has to be good for U.S. soybean farmers. Where are some of the things that you're looking at, new uses or new markets that you're excited about moving forward?
Well, our soybean checkoff is spending money on healthier oils, helping, collaborating with the major seed companies to produce a high oleic oil. This is actually better for human consumption as well as for industrial use. So this is an area of new uses that we are investing our farmers' checkoff dollars. And hopefully in the future, it really becomes the standard.
Anything else?
Well, we need to continue to work on international marketing. Today, we export approximately 55% of all the soybeans that we raise in the United States. Between our South American friends and North America, we produce 95% of all the exportable soybeans in the entire world. So very, very important. We work closely with our South American farmers on issues like biotechnology, on sustainability. Even though there are competitors, we still have the same issues. We work together when it makes sense. And we need to continue to supply not only China, but Southeast Asia, another growing economy, huge middle class that is coming up. They love to eat pork and poultry. So we need to keep teaching them how to properly incorporate soybeans into their market, into their feeding regimen. The other exciting issue is certainly aquaculture, and we are teaching them to feed a soy corn-based product rather than trash fish. much more efficient, better for the environment, and a great opportunity, again, for American soybean farmers.
If folks want to find out more of what their checkoff dollars are being used for, how can they do so?
Go to usb.org.